Hi everyone, this is Omar for ePatterns, the European fundraising platform for small nonprofit organizations. In this podcast, we want to give you a practical tip regarding the annoying question on how to manage resources for fundraising. In fact, when we are about to do a campaign, we have to face the reality. Resources are not many, and we have to do our best. When we are asked, many organizations feel that they don't have enough expertise. So here we are to give you some practical answers. After listening to this podcast, don't forget that you can visit the website and go a bit deeper. The website is e.patterns.eu. And today we have a special guest. Today we have Oscar Ramírez Dulcet, the president of the cultural association etc. from Altafulla, Tarragona in Spain. He's a journalist and a communication expert. We will discuss his experience about the main challenge that resource distribution they have faced in their work. Hello, Oscar. How are you? Welcome on board. Thank you to be here. We know that you have worked in different media, for example, radio, television, press offices, and you have also been awarded several times for your job. I think you have written about 25 books, right?
Hello, Omar. Thank you for inviting me to the podcast. I can say that half of my life is dedicated to journalism and the other half to literature. As you said, I published 25 books. Some of them are documentary books, other historical and poetic prose in my free time.
Okay, Oscar. Can you briefly present your organization called etc.?
Well, this association was born as a challenge. I was working in one of Italy, in Altamura, La Puglia, with a friend of mine who is the president. Every year, they organized a festival that was supposed to be done outside the country. So I proposed to do it in Tarragona and Reus. This festival promoted the figure of Pier Paolo Pasolini, the Italian film director. And this is how our organization came out. As we had to collect funds for the activity and companies had to contribute economically to a legal entity, we created this association in 2016. And since then, it has not stopped this activity.
Okay, so we are here to face the common problem that nonprofit organizations have and help them to solve it. I'm talking about the fact of having, for example, little resources for fundraising. Oscar, what do you think about the most common mistakes regarding this situation?
I think the common mistake is creating associations without sense. If so, there are some of them with no activity. Apart from that, unnecessary expenses at subsistence should be avoided. People tend to think that they are a main expense. And they should be aware that in this kind of organization, like ours, you have to be willing to put in your own time and money.
And Oscar, when we think about the costs of fundraising process, we just take into account the budgeting and money, as you said. But when planning a campaign for fundraising, actually there are many different resources requirements, like, for example, human resources or material. So do you think that it's possible to carry out a fundraising campaign having little resources? Because it's a usual situation that happens to many, many small nonprofit organizations, right?
I think human resources are the most important. And then if you work hard, economical resources will come for sure. In our organization, we are four working on it, but we have dozens of people helping us at the structural level. Social networks and media are also very important. It's not an economical cost and allows you to spread your work and create awareness.
I completely agree. I think the human resources are the most important at the end of the day. And Do you think it's important to have a fundraising team inside the organization?
Usually, there is always a person who is more experienced in this field and is able to manage this resource of training. So it is important to have this person working and fundraising.
I remind our listeners to run on the platform e.patterns.eu to discover a lot of useful activities related to team building for fundraising. And now, Oscar, I would like you to tell us about some meaningful experience in Etcetera, your organization, regarding the fundraising, because I know you did several interesting things in this aspect.
Now we have been working on a project since 2017 with two associations, Il Sorriso di Filippo and Espiragli. If you remember, in August 2016, there was an earthquake in Amatrice, where 300 out of the 1,200 people died. It was a great tragedy. We meet some of those affected by the earthquake, and all the three associations began the AMA project in Amatrice. The first year, we organized the Smile Festival for those who lost some members of their family. And the second year, we created a crowdfunding with a song, Quizás sea un giorno. And this song wanted to create awareness of the tragedy and collect money for the people of Amatrice. This crowdfunding was organized from Italy and Catalonia through the Berkemi platform. It allows us to get money to record 3,000 CD sold out nowadays, and collect 30,000 euros for the affected people of Amatrice. And now we are in another campaign for a documentary that recalls that 4 years later, still the Italian government has not done anything to help. We will work with Caritas in Rieti, creating a crowdfunding campaign to collect 10,000 euros, for the documentary.
Very good, Oscar. I hope this campaign will have good results. So we are approaching the end of the program, and I would like to know which advice would you give to those people who are about to start a new experience in the nonprofit sector?
We believe in a term called mental agriculture. This means to be able to create information, culture, learning, and activity, and receive it at the same time. In other words, generate, support, synergies, and collaborative work with different associations. I think a single organization can do a good job. But if you have another organization to work with, success is easier to achieve. This is why the essence of teamwork is to obtain support and synergies, what we call mental agriculture.
I completely agree, Oscar. I think teamwork is one of the first things to take into account. So, yeah, I completely agree. Thank you very much for being here. It's been a pleasure to have you here with us, and good luck for your future projects. And for those listening to the podcast, don't forget to have a look to our platform, e.patterns.eu, and suggest it to your colleagues and friends. Bye-bye, Oscar. Thank you very much.
It has been a pleasure, Omar. Thanks for having me here.